This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Second thing that doesn't change, his love and mercy haven't changed, meaning that however he loved back then, however merciful he was, he still is. You know, the best example, or one of the best examples of the love and mercy of God, and somebody came to church today just to hear this story. It's a biblical illustration out of Luke. Jesus goes to the home of a man named Simon the Pharisee for a banquet. Simon the Pharisee is a good man in the worst sense of the word. Listen to that again. He was a good man in the worst sense of the word. Have you ever known anybody who was taken with their own goodness? Sure you have. You ever met a man or woman and they're so stuck on their morality and stuck on themselves, they kind of give you the attitude, well, someday maybe you'll be close and you can touch the hem of my garment, you know, and how moral and pure I am. I have problems being around those people, and so do you if you're normal. Simon the Pharisee was like that. They're at a banquet at his house, and I'll explain this very quickly. They would eat a meal at a table reclining on a couch. Your feet would be out on the couch away from the table, and you would lean on one elbow and you would eat. And the Bible in Luke says that a woman who was a sinner in that town, which meant everybody knew who she was morally, came into the dinner. She just walks into the house and she's standing over the feet of Jesus. And she starts crying. She doesn't say a word. She just starts weeping. Pay attention to whenever a lump comes to your throat. Sometimes you've been in church and all of a sudden you feel overwhelmed with emotions. It's happened to me. Pay attention. Pay attention. The Lord's trying to get your attention. She's weeping over the feet of Jesus, and her tears are falling on his feet, and instead of asking for a towel or a cloth, Luke says she lets down her long hair, and using her hair as a towel, wipes the feet of Jesus. And Simon the Pharisee said, oh boy, if Jesus were really a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this woman was that was wiping his feet with her hair. He would wise up if he were a prophet and know that. And Jesus says to Simon, Simon, let me tell you something. This woman has been forgiven much, and she loves much. He who has been forgiven little loves little. Sometimes the reason some people don't show love is they've received little forgiveness in their life, and he who has been forgiven little loves little. Just a side psychological note there. But she's been forgiven much. And then Jesus says 12 words to this woman that somebody needs to go home today and say, I needed those 12 words. Here's what Jesus says to her. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. 12 words that changed her life can change your life. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. His love and mercy are the same. One more. Let's bring it up. Number three, his word and message haven't changed. When I was a youth minister back in the 70s in Florence, Kentucky, I can remember young people in the youth group challenging things I would say at church camp or something I said in a message. And they would come up to me, and here's what they would say. Hey, man, wake up. It's the 70s. Don't you get it? This is the 70s. And then when I was in Columbus, Ohio in the 80s, people said, hey, it's the 80s, wake up, get with the program. And then when I was in Texas in the 90s in Atlanta, hey, this is the 90s, get with the program, don't you understand? And people today are saying we're in a new millennium, we're in a new century, and God's word and his message haven't changed. Jesus said this, heaven and earth can pass away, the whole thing can blow up, the whole universe. And he says, my word endures forever. If that's true, why would you place your authority and your wisdom and discernment above his? His word and his message haven't changed.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.